Red Sox with a 9-3 win last night. Alex Cora seems to indicate that Yoshida will make his season debut tomorrow night and that Alex Bregman will be back sooner than later. And you can talk about all of those exciting things on the horizon for the Boston Red Sox all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. And I get it. It's the you beat up on the worst team in Major League Baseball. So
right. But you already beat the best.
Big whoop. You swept one of the better teams in Major League Baseball.
So you have proven that you could do that. You've proven that you can beat these teams. So I just kind of, when I look at it, I said, all right, well, you know, they've beat Tampa, who's a good team. They've beat the Yankees. And granted, they've lost some stinkers. Mm-hmm. But if they can put it together, the key is for them not to go on those 4, 5, 6 game losing streaks.
Well, yeah. I mean, Baseball Brett was talking about it earlier. There's 70 left,
mm-hmm.
and you got to win, what did he say, 40 of them, right? So,
as long as you don't have one of those 4, 5 game stretches where you lose everyone, like it's cool to lose like maybe 2, 3 in a row, and mm-hmm. then you win 2, 3 in a row, but you can't be 4, 5, 6 games where you lose, and it's like, nah, that ain't going to work.
This is Jack from Maine. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you all again at Rock Row.
It was awesome. This roadshow season was the best that we've had by far. And so at some point, we got to break it down and decide where we're returning to, where we're going that's new next season, all that stuff. But it was awesome to see you as well.
Thanks. I have two things. I'll try to talk fast. Others can get in, and if you want a third one, it's a suggestion for Coco for news tomorrow. But I wanted to support, first of all, Shyam on the Pokemon pack off.
Please don't.
The reason he didn't bring a pack, I found out at the very moment you were talking about it, because I carry my phone with me when I go to Cumbie's and get some caffeine in the morning. I don't miss the show.
Yeah.
And there was a guy stuffing the Pokemon display in the back of his car. And I said, what are you doing? He says, well, I just bought all the ones they had. And I said, how many were there? 27. I said, how many do you normally buy? He said, yesterday I bought 40. This month I bought 300.
My God.
And it's like, these guys are nuts.
Point.
So no wonder Shyam couldn't get one. I mean, these guys are nuts.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is regarding these cheap, or these Italy things where you get paid $100,000. I researched it because I was interested too. And it's actually, you get a dilapidated house in a remote neighborhood of Italy where there aren't that many people there. You're expected to put a lot of your own money into rehab the property. And if you don't stay for 10 years in this remote town, then you got to give all the money back. So, you know, you don't get something for nothing, really.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not as great as it sounds.
Wiggy, I think, sees dollar signs, and I understand that, but it's not always. It's not always what it's cracked up.
I don't mind revamping a house and living in one of them cool Italian
like
remote.
A villa?
Yeah, like a villa, like in some cool little
Tuscan
remote town.
Tuscan countryside.
Yes.
Imagine you and Talina in a Tuscan countryside.
Right.
Damn.
All for it. Toscani.
Are you going to do all the work yourself on like the redoing the villa?
Yeah, I can
You're going to go down to the piazza at night and dance to your heart's content?
Oh, yeah. Because I heard they party in Italy, too.
Little Chianti? You're going to explore your Italian roots? I mean, you are 50% Italian.
So I'll look up my, you know, my mother's side of the family. Maybe I get a couple of the Paisan cousins to come help me rehash the house.
It seems like a sucker move. Like, it seems like they're luring you over there with $30,000 or whatever the number is. And then you're stuck there for 10 years. You're in some remote village.
It's all right.
Like, you're going to run out of petrol. You think you run out of gas here. Like, you're going to be stuck there with nobody to talk
to. That's the point. I don't want to be around anybody.
I'm driving.
You know, what?
Well, sometimes you don't.
You like being around people?
Sometimes.
Would you actually do this? You would actually...
If someone paid me to go somewhere remote, live and kind of fix up a house, and I could just enjoy my days fixing up the house and working on my book, I would love that.
But there's no restaurants around.
I'll jump on the Vespa, and the wife and I will go to
a local market.
Yeah, we'll go to
make
Rome.
Dinner.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like I'm going to be that.
you may need two Vespas.
All right.
No
well,
offense.
I'll jump on the public transportation, which I think it's pretty good.
Very
in
nice.
Italy and wherever. Look at that. Look at my little villa on,
yeah,
on
that'd
Twitch.
That'd be nice, Wiggy.
And then I take the 45-minute, you know.
I guarantee you the place you're getting doesn't look like that.
Well, maybe it won't look like that, Greg. But
it'll be a little smaller, but who cares?
I'm talking about what's around it. And then I jump on the train, 45 minutes. My wife and I are partying up till 4 in the morning in Rome.
Yeah.
You're yeah. not in Rome.
But I'm 45
you're
minutes
in
from Rome.
Some dumpy village.
You'd be a little farther away from Rome.
But. All right, an hour.
But you could probably find a more whoop it up scene.
Yeah,
close
probably.
By.
Yeah, I could find some place close yeah. by, you know.
Well, main texter says that you would most likely, the two of you, become Italian vineyard sexers.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we'd love it, isn't it?
Well,
like,
you could start your own, like, your own, like, olive farm, and then you can just make
olive
oil.
I don't
olive
need olives, though. Oh, I like olive oil, but I don't need yeah. olives. But it isn't like in Italy.
Ooh,
like,
you know, that's a weird thing. I don't like olives either.
Mm-hmm.
But olive oil is fine.
Yeah, I'm fine with olive oil.
Isn't that a weird thing?
It is. I love to dip my bread in it.
I can't stand olives. Like, they always include them in the Greek salad. And
not even,
I
like, blue cheese stuffed in a martini?
No, I don't.
I love olives.
I really don't.
I like olives as long
Julia,
as there's no pit.
Julia Hill's friend, Julia Curley, up in Maine on Saturday, was making pickle martinis.
I've never had one.
Very good.
Oh, mm. yum.
Martini made with pickle juice and a pickle in it.
Wow.
I'm so
which
in.
Apparently is the new thing.
Give it
that
a shot.
If you like,
really
if you like pickles. So.
We were piping our own olives over the weekend, and we did goat cheese stuffed olives, and they were
really?
Delicious.
Yeah.
I'm
mean,
on board.
Wiggy,
they have nude beaches down there all over Europe. So all over Italy.
Not really nude.
I think that's
topless.
The But I think that's the European lifestyle. They're cool with being, you know, nude and
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
St. Bart's was all topless.
And the weather's nice in Italy all year round, right?
I've never been to Italy.
For the most part?
Wiggy, I mean, it depends what part. If you're in a remote mountainous part, I would assume it gets kind of cold.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to put me in a remote mountain part.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point of the program.
Several texters are suggesting that you have experience in this because you were on Flipping Boston.
Mm-hmm.
The television
yep.
the reality show about
yep.
flipping houses.
Really? I did that when I helped out Peter and what was the other guy's name? I forget. We did a little spot in East Boston, and so I mean, I'm no Bob Vila. Is that his name?
Yes.
Who used to have that
yes.
show? So I'm yes. no like handyman, but I could enjoy that
right
is that
now.
Is that the only reality show you've ever been on?
Yeah, I'd like to be on like one of the Housewives.
Our guy LB was featured on Bar Rescue.
Since oh, that's awesome.
We were talking about
that's a good
that's
show.
A good
great
one.
Show.
Our guy, LB, participated in the Coney Island 4th of July hot dog
yeah.
eating competition and won a belt for himself.
Wait,
wow.
he did?
Yes, he did.
That's
the man,
awesome.
I told you yesterday, the man lived 1,000 lives.
Wow. I mean, think about it. He was an actor. He did everything.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Oh, there's Wiggy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there
do,
you
a little something,
you
man.
Flipping Boston.
Yeah. Rehabbing. It was, it's
that's
tough to
pace.
Do that stuff, though. Is that, yeah, it was really hard to do. Like, if you're into that world, you got to be into it fully. So I feel like I could do it in Italy. I'd get something nice and small.
Emergency top five questions submitted by an everyday listener of this show, our guy Bucky, who is the head professional at Oak Hill, who reached out to me with regard to LB and asked who the emergency top five best Boston sports characters are of all time because Boston's. He thinks LB is near the top of the list.
Okay. So
I
Boston sports
else.
Characters.
That
like,
has really nothing to do with your talent.
Right.
Or your achievements.
Right.
Only to do with the personality that you had.
Gronk.
Okay.
You would put Gronk on
yeah.
the list?
Gronk
yeah.
would definitely be on that list.
Yep.
Gronk would.
Would you put, just going way back, but would you put Derek Sanderson on that list? Courtney and Shine probably have not.
No, I actually do know who he
you
is.
Do, okay.
He just did a talk at my uncle's place.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And, he was on one time about a golf tournament.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like legendary character.
Yes.
Right. That's a little bit before me. I'm trying to think. Like somebody who's out and about and you could see them doing crazy stuff.
Would you put Jonathan Papelbon on the list?
Mmm. Pap would be a good one because I feel like that was like, you know, I feel like you could catch Pap at a bar just taking shots with people. Mm-hmm. Who else?
Is like Scal on that list?
Nah.
I'd probably put Scal on the list.
What about Bill Walton? Like, if you want to go Celtics, maybe Bill Walton.
Yeah, I do love Bill Walton.
Yeah, I don't remember those days.
Wasn't here for
all that much.
A significant
long.
Time.
Yeah, was he?
No, but just the character in general was tremendous.
Yeah.
Mm. I think I know he was here for a short period of time, like Bill Walton, Shaq, when Shaq was with
he was
the Celtics,
here for
but
like a minute.
Yeah, he was only here for a hot minute. But no, I think LB would be at the top of that list. I'd probably put Zoe on that list.
You put Zolak on there?
Yep.
In the Twitch chat, Mike Napoli. Do you think Mike Napoli belongs on that list? I don't know. He was
another short stint guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was the one walking around with his shirt off smoking cigarettes?
That was Nap.
That was Nap?
Yeah. At Daisy's.
Yeah. Like that to me is like when you think of that character, it could just be anywhere. So
yeah.
LB would be number one on the list, though.
I think he probably would be.
For the women, Tyler Seguin.
Yeah. Well,
he was well known around
that's
the city.
That's a different guy.
Not by me. Not by me.
You got choked up when you were saying it.
Well, I mean,
pause.
I just.
Yeah,
he was a character.
Yeah, he was.
He was something.
Yes, but you think about LB, like you said, he did movies, TV shows.
I guarantee you it's because I'm ancient, but I forgot. Jen Hill was reminding me that LB lived with us for a little while at our first house in Stowe, which I completely forgot about that experience.
Wait, he lived with you?
Yes.
And you completely forgot?
Yes, completely
how long?
Forgot about it. It wasn't that long. It wasn't that long. I completely forgot
but
about
he was impressed. Like, think guys. About that. Like, I would love to be in a movie. I've never been in a movie. I mean,
not even as an extra?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I would love, you would think Mark Wahlberg, like all the movies out here. I would love to be Ben Affleck, if you're listening. Casey, come on. Give me a short role.
There's just so many things, because it was 24 years working together, so many things that I have completely forgotten. Like, I heard from another individual who is a well-known to this show PR person for a sports team here, who was reminding me that when that sports, I should just say, I don't think he cares. The first Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yep.
Against the Packers. We went and did our show down there.
Okay.
And apparently we were at Pat O'Brien's. And somehow LB was dared to go in the famous fountain at Pat O'Brien's without a stitch of clothing on. And did it immediately.
Right.
This man at that time was just a young 27-year-old PR person for the New England Patriots and was taken aback.
Wow.
Must have been aghast.
I'm sorry. Really enjoyed the experience. As anybody who ever encountered LB would.
Just imagine LB climbing into a fountain nude.
Well, have you ever been to Pat O'Brien's? It's probably happened. Probably doesn't happen that often, but it may have happened before at some point.
I mean, the guy was in a music video. I would love to be in a music video. Who doesn't want to be in a music video?
I know. All right. Well, anyway, this is Ryan from Maine. Ryan, good morning.
You guys got to get the topic, but
your phone stinks. Try again. Nope.
Sad. People are saying Brad Marchand, but that could be recency bias, but he was a character.
Kevin Millar? What do you think of Kevin Millar? Was he top five characters, sort of.
Well, see, when I think of character,
you think of somebody who's
off, like you said,
life of the party type.
Yes,
person.
Like away from the baseball field or the basketball court. Like, they might be a character out there when they're playing, but what are they like? Can you just like think about all the people who called up about LB and were just like, I was out at a bar.
Yeah, you have to have seen this person out and about.
Right.
Like, they put themselves in the community in that way.
Right. I'm hanging out at a bar. Next thing I know, this guy walks up to me and is like, hey, you want to do some shots, kid? And it's LB. Like, think about all the calls we got like that. That's when I think a character. That's like, those are the things that I think about when they, you know, when a guy played here.
Sean Thornton?
I don't think he would fall into that. Like, do you think? If
he
said,
was out, though. Sean Thornton
was he out?
Yeah.
You think people would call up and say, I was out partying with Sean Thornton? Okay.
So he could be on the list.
All right. He could be on the list then. I didn't know he was out like that.
All right. Well, I love the stories. Keep them coming. Mm-hmm. Everybody who's reached out and shared a story over the last 24 hours, 48 hours, keep them coming.
And the other thing about LB, that you, I probably wouldn't do it. And I know some of these other characters that we talked about, like you said, you would be like, all right, LB, jump in the fountain, butt naked.
Yes.
All right. Like if you like, right. he, and
He's
I would
like, of course.
I would be
of
like,
of course, kid.
Yeah,
no problem, kid.
I would hesitate. I know. I would definitely be like, wait a second here. Like where he, you know, that's I think that adds to like the whole LB lore is that he was a wild man too.
Yes. All right. We should get to Courtney and to what is trending before Hill Mail.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Hill Notes. You see, you get me talking about the old AAF days, and I go right to Hill Mail. Hill Notes coming up. Courtney?
Well, this trending brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox take the first game against the Rockies. 9-3 was your final. Roman Anthony had his first Fenway Park homer, while Richard Fitz went 5 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 6. The Sox have another with the Rockies at Fenway tonight. 7:10 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. Will Fleming and Brooksy on the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the NBA, the Clippers, Jazz, and Heat agreed to a trade yesterday that sends Norman Powell to Miami, John Collins to L.A., and Kevin Love and Kyle Anderson, as well as a 2027 Clippers second rounder to the Utah Jazz. And Drake May and the Pats, they're not waiting till training camp to build some chemistry. May, Josh Dobbs, Ramondre Stevenson, Stephon Diggs, Kendrick Bourne, Kyle Williams, DeMario Douglas, Jalen Polk, and Hunter Henry, they all got together to work out yesterday. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Big news, Coca-Cola is now buy two, get two free at Shaw's and Star Market. That's right, buy two, get two free on 12-pack cases of both Coca-Cola and Diet Coke. 12-ounce cans, lowest price item is free. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Good morning and hello to Max Lane, who is also an everyday listener of the show and is raising his hand via GIF on being one of the colorful.
Yeah, Max is one of the best.
You could put Max up there.
Yep. Right?
Max is somebody that you'd bump into.
Yes. That is what's trending. Your Hill Notes coming up next.